This is Melissa Patrick with WKOM with our Senator John Husted on the phone. And thank you for joining with us, Senator Husted.
Great to be with you.
And you were in Mount Vernon today, and you were talking something that's very near and dear to your heart, foster care.
Yeah, we were with the Village Network group, and they assist with children who come from, may have mental health backgrounds or mental health issues, behavioral health issues. They may have find themselves in foster care or in a need for an adoption. And this is something that is indeed very near and dear to me because I started out life in foster care and was adopted. And so I have a special place in my heart to try to help these children who find themselves in these difficult circumstances.
And it is such a sad and difficult situation, and it's increasing lately, the number of kids who are in foster care.
Yeah. Well, it's because their home life is really challenging. In many cases, you have addiction issues. Usually there's some form of addiction or mental health issue that is at the core of why their home life is disrupted. And so there's a move in Ohio through the Ohio RISE program to help provide more care in the residential setting so that the children don't need to be moved from the home, that you help get the treatment and get the services for the whole family, not just the child. But if that doesn't work, then you have to have some residential options for these children so that they're safe, and so you can either restore a home life that it's appropriate for them to be in, or find them a suitable setting in a foster home, or maybe a new adoptive family.
And it's really good to see you still coming into all these localities and working with this foster care system, because you have some great contacts from when you were lieutenant governor.
Yeah. Well, we leaned into this hard when I was lieutenant governor. We tried very, very diligently to use technology to expand the number of foster families that are out there who are willing to bring children into their home, expanding the number of parents who are willing to adopt. We were able to use technology to streamline that process, recruit more people into the system, and then also provide through programs like Ohio RISE more services and treatment for families, for children, so that hopefully we can preserve a better home life for them and the families that they came from. But if those are not available, then we need good foster homes and good adoptive families for these children, because we know that if they don't get a good start in life, it's very hard for them to graduate from high school, to get a job, to hold down a productive, constructive life.
And you said that the key is to finding good homes. It's finding homes these kids match and they mesh with, and with families who understand their circumstances and know how to work with children who have seen things that most adults haven't seen.
Yeah, look, there's a variety of circumstances on the scale. It might be just a temporary problem at home with unemployment or a conflict that occurs that creates some family instability. But then it could be much harsher. It could be a severe addiction with opioids, or in the worst cases, you have children who are sexually abused either in the home or trafficked by the parents to fund a drug addiction, something along those lines. Things that we find just tragic, and you need to have a system to respond to all kinds of those circumstances for those young children. And Ohio is trying to build one of those, and one of the better systems in the country to help serve those children.
Because it starts with our youth. To have a successful adult population, you have to start them young.
Yeah, look, you can't have a severely abused child who as a result has mental health challenges that manifest in either self-harm, addiction, violence. And so the sooner that you can help remove or address the needs of that child, the better chance they have for success in their lives.
And is there anything happening on the federal level? Are you working on this on a more personal level to work with the foster systems here in the state?
Well, you certainly need a Medicaid system that is flexible and allows for treatment. That oftentimes is programmatically done at the state level, but there are circumstances where the federal government can help. There can be waivers. There can be additional funding to set these programs up. And when I was lieutenant governor, I was involved in that. Certainly I'm involved as a U.S. senator now. But any way I can help with these children, it's just something that's near and dear to my heart. And I want to try to do it. And the way that I can do a better job is to get out there and go to places like the folks I visited in Mount Vernon with the Village Network, who really are at the ground level in treating and providing services to these children.
And is there a difference, you know, Mount Vernon is more of a rural area versus someplace in Columbus in a city. Have you seen a huge difference between those, or is it pretty the same problems from top to bottom?
Yeah, it's pretty similar, and understand that the network provides not just services to children in Mount Vernon, it provides throughout the region, all the way from Columbus up to, you know, over to Mansfield. But the issues are the same. It usually involves with addiction or a mental health issue, can manifest in violence, human trafficking, sex trafficking, things like that. And you want to, the earlier you can reach a child, the better you can correct the direction of the family, the better chance you have for success.
And is Mount Vernon the other only foster location you're hitting, or you're, while you're on break, on a
no
locations?
yeah. I've been to as many of them as I can get to. Was in one in Dayton recently, and one in Mount Vernon today. So, but the people who do this have golden hearts. They really care about kids. They're doing their best to do tough jobs, whether you're work for Children's Services or whether you're a behavioral health counselor or whatever it might be. The people that do this work, they truly care about kids, and they're trying to give them a hope and a better life.
Absolutely. And I know you are on a time schedule. Is there anything else you'd like to share regarding your trip today or anything about the system?
No, other than we keep learning, we listen, and we try to respond by providing services where they have the best chance for the child to have success, whether that's treating them in the home or getting them out of the home because that situation is bad for the child. We have to put the child at the center and at the priority of how we address these issues. And you know, the system that we have in Ohio, while not perfect, is better than most, and we keep getting better.
Absolutely. And it's good to have somebody working with this who's seen the system from the inside out and not just looking from the outside.
Yeah, well, all of us, whether it's through our church, through our philanthropy, through our volunteer work, anytime you get a chance to make the life of a child better, whether it's your child, your grandchild, a neighbor child, or a child in the community, they need our help. It's a tough world out there with social media and all the very negative influences that can impact their lives. So let's all try to find a way to do better.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you being able to call in and chat with me about the foster system and your trip here locally today.
Great to be with you.
All right. Thank you so much for joining in. That was Senator John Husted, and for WKLM, I'm Melissa Patrick.